DJ Dench, DJ Dench Shakespeare back on the air. Just starting a few seconds early. I'm going to be doing a remix of not really a remix, but forgot the paper in my pocket. I have nothing really to talk about today except for the bus was really crowded and it was squishy in there because like if you're in between two people, depends on how much stuff they got with you. Maybe I should just stay beside the Maybe I should stay beside the microphone. I shouldn't be forgetting things right now. I'm going to start with Night Flight to Venus by Boney M. on the Shakespeare Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard the starship Boney M for our first passenger flight to Venus. Ready for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, ignition. Liftoff. We'll be right back.
That was 20th Century Boy by T-Rex, yeah. He was 20th Century Boy, and, yeah, and that was Night Flight to Venus by Boney M. I don't know how back in 78 they could do all that extra, like, all that technology. Yeah, and now here is, Both Sides Now by Joni Mitchell. It's a really slow version. Not too many people really know it. Mostly the Judy Collins version people know. Here it is.
Rows and flows of angel hair, and ice cream castles in the air, and feather canyons everywhere. Looked at clouds that way, but now they only block the sun. They rain and they snow on everyone. So many things I would have done, but clouds got in my way. I've looked at clouds from both sides now, from up and down, and still somehow it's cloud illusions I recall. I really don't know clouds. Moons and Junes and Ferris wheels, the dizzy dancing way that you feel, as every fairy tale comes through. I've looked at love that way, but now it's just another show. And you leave them laughing when you go. And if you can, don't let them know. Don't give yourself away. I've looked at love from both sides now, from give and take. Still somehow it's love's illusions that I recall. I really don't know love. I really don't know love at all. Say I love you right out loud. Dreams and schemes and circus crowds, I've looked at life that way. Oh, but now old friends, they're acting strange, and they shake their heads and they tell me that I've changed. Well, something's lost, but something's gained in living every day. I've looked at life from both sides now, from win and lose, and still somehow it's life's illusions I recall. I really don't know life at all. unicorn. I really don't know life. I really don't know life at
That's Whatever It Takes by Ron Sexsmith. I'm gonna do whatever it takes to finish this one, and yeah, Brenda thought Brenda just came to help me do what I was going to, just in case my thing couldn't get on to the, just in case the play sheet wouldn't work. I have, there's a different way to link it on record. By the way, enough of that right now. I'll tell you when you come here, about it. And here's All the Girls by, Caracol. Most of the girls that are supposed to be here may be here today on the Shakespeare Show.
Be back.
The sky is the limit, the sky is mine.
I will destroy what we have done. But what if I let our stars go out for me? Kill the light that covers everything I feel. Like a fire burns our ears, a dashing heart.
That was Rocket by the Pack AD. Yeah. Rocket Scientists. Whoa. Yeah. And, well. And apparently, and here is Black Day in July by Gordon Lightfoot. We didn't really have any Black Days this July, did we? Not very many on The Shakespeare Show.
Black Day in July. Motor City madness has touched the countryside. And through the smoke and cinders, you can hear it far and wide. The doors are quickly bolted and the children locked inside. Black day in July. Black day in July. And the soul of Motor City is bared across the land. As the Book of Law and Order is taken in the hands of the sons of the fathers who were carried to this land. Black day in July. Black day in July. In the streets of Motor City there's a deathly silent sound. And the body of a dead youth lies stretched upon the ground. Upon the filthy pavements no reason can be found. Black day in July. Black day in July. Motor City madness has touched the countryside. And the people rise in anger and the streets begin to fill. And there's gunfire from the rooftops and the blood begins to spill. Black day in July. In the mansion of the governor, there's nothing that is known for sure. The telephone is ringing and the pendulum is swinging. And they wonder how it happened when they really know the reason. And it wasn't just the temperature and it wasn't just the season. Black day in July. Black day in July. Motor City's burning and the flames are running wild. They reflect upon the waters of the river and the lake. And everyone is listening and everyone's awake. Black day in July. Black day in July. The printing press is turning and the news is quickly flashed. And you read your morning paper, and you sip your cup of tea, and you wonder just in passing, is it him or is it me? Black day in July. In the office of the president, the deed is done, the troops are sent. There's really not much choice, you see. It looks to us like anarchy. And then the tanks go rolling in to patch things up as best they can. There is no time to hesitate. The speech is made, the news can wait. Black day in July. Black day in July. Streets of Motor City now are quiet and serene. But the shapes of gutted buildings strike terror to the heart. And you say, how did it happen? And you say, how did it start? Why can't we all be brothers? Why can't we live in peace? But the hands of the have-nots keep falling out of reach. Black day in July. Black day in July. Motor City madness has touched the countryside. And through the smoke and cinders, you can hear it far and wide. The doors are quickly bolted, and the children are locked inside. Black day in July, black day in July, black day in July.
That was Go Where You Wanna Go by the Fifth Dimension, yeah. Sounds like a very folk song, doesn't it, yeah? And, yeah, and here is Big Man by the Four Preps, which I'm trying to be on the Shakespeare Show.
The only thing If you could only see me now, if you would only see me now.
That was Moonlight on the Colorado by the original Four Aces that are almost forgotten today. Originally, they were, yeah, an old Hawaiian group from the late 20s, early 30s. Well, that song was from 1930. Not to be confused with the 1950s pop group, the Four Aces. Just like there's lots of groups called the Platters. Here is My Little Grass Shack by Teresa Brewer. Moonlight shines on the Colorado. I'm trying to be a big man. You got to go where you want to go, of course. Here's My Little Grass Shack in Kealoe, Hawaii. Yeah, it's a nice little grass shack there on the Shakespeare Show.
I want to go back to my little grass shack in Kealakekua, Hawaii. I want to be with all the connies and bohinis that I knew long ago. I can hear old guitars playing on the beach at Honolulu. I can hear
hear the Hawaiian say, Como mai no ka ua'i ka halawela ka how. I won't be back till my ship will be sailing back to Kona. It's a grand old place that's always fair to see. When I'm just a little Hawaiian and a homesick island girl, I wanna go back to my fish and pearl. I wanna go back to my little grass shack in Kiala Kakua, Hawaii. I'll go swimming by.
Where the hoopa hoopa dooka dooka wapa wa, I'll go swimming by.
In Kiala Kakua, Hawaii.
The grand old place that's always fair to see.
In Kiala Kakua, Hawaii. Oh, where the humu humu nuku nuku apu a go swimming by. Where the humu humu nuku nuku apu a go swimming by.
In Kiala Kakua, Hawaii.
That was Boogie Woogie Dancing Shoes by Claudia Berry. Yeah. She was actually with the band Boney M, which I didn't really know. As Boogie Woogie Dancing Shoes. Yeah, here's another disco song called Born to Be Alive by Patrick Hernandez. And of course, you're born to be alive on The Shakespeare Show. That was Vicious by Limblifter. Oh. Well, I'm not very vicious right now at too many people, but maybe at one. Who knows? Here is Sunday Will Never Be the Same by Spanky and Her Gang. Kind of like, I don't know. Who knows if I'm going to be... Who knows what my Thanksgiving's going to be on the Shakespeare Show. Sorry about the pause in that song for a couple seconds. What's all this subscription? Here is the hockey song by Stompin' Tom finishing off. It's Hockey Night Tonight on the Shakespeare Show. Signing off for the Extra Environmentalist. Justin's just about to put a show on. Signing off.
There, we're on the air, it's hockey night tonight. Tension grows, the whistle blows, and the puck goes down the ice. The goalie jumps and the players bump and the fans all go insane. Someone roars, Bobby scores at the good old hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game. Second period, where players dance with skates aflash, the home team trails behind, but they grab the puck and go bursting up, and they're down across the line. They storm the trees like bumblebees, they travel like a burning flame. We see them slide the puck inside, it's a 1-1 hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name, and the best game you can name is is the good old hockey game. Take me where hockey players face off down the rink, and the Stanley Cup is all filled up for the champs who'll win the drink. Now the final flick of the hockey stick and the one gigantic scream, the puck is in, the Canadians win the good old hockey game. Oh, hockey game is the best game you can name, and the best game you can name is the good old hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name, and the best game you can name is the good old hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name, and the best game you can name is the good old hockey game.
Welcome to the Extra Environmentalist.
Your opposable thumb means nothing.
This is what we want to be. We don't want to be Americans or Germans or English. We want to be extra environmentalists. Always feel wherever you go that you are a stranger, the outsider, the one looking in. This is the viewpoint that makes all places the same to you.
Earlier this September, the Extra Environmentalist team was fortunate enough to be part of the more than 3,000 people at the 4th International Degrowth Conference. Justin, our blog editor Louisa, and I were in Leipzig, Germany to do live streaming video coverage about ideas to enable downscaling of large industrial production and consumption in order to increase human and planetary well-being. It is only now, as our global economy continues through an economic growth crisis, that topics like degrowth can be discussed openly, drawing such a crowd at a gathering like this in Leipzig.
On episode number 82 of The Extra Environmentalist and our next podcast episode, we're going to be taking you inside the current state